Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Ah, Tina.
Do come in.
Thank you.
And please, take a seat. So, it seems you have a complaint to make about something?
Yes, that's right.
So, I'll need you to fill in this form, if you don't mind. Have you seen these before?
No. What is it?
It's a formal complaint form, which is actually mandatory to do so.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
Well, I have to. Is that all right by you?
I suppose so, if you have to.
Good. As there is a procedure for complaints that I have to follow. Were you aware of that?
Well, I thought...
Ah, come in. Ah, Mike, come on in.
What's he doing here?
Mike, please take a seat.
Henry, what is he doing here?
He's here to take notes. So this is the form, Mike. Do you mind?
No, of course not.
Just write down everything that we say, okay?
Yep.
But why him? Can't somebody else do it?
No, he's the assistant manager.
But he knows what it's all about.
Tina, Mike's staying, so what have you got to say?
Well, what I have to say is, and Mike knows this already...
Okay, so come on. I thought you were here to complain about something.
I am.
Well, can we get on with this, please?
All right. Well, it's Madge. Madge Gibson. I don't think she's fit for purpose.
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
I mean, she can't do her job properly as her feet hurt too much.
Oh, I see. Why do you think that?
Because she moans about them all the time, knowing full well that we all have to stand up all day. And when I asked her to get something from the stockroom, she said she couldn't because her feet hurt too much. And she complains about them in front of the customers.
Hang on. You said to me the customers wouldn't have been able to hear her.
Well, they might have done. I don't know how good their hearing is.
So let's get this straight. You don't think she can do her job properly as she is having problems with her feet?
Yes. Oh, and also, she talks to the customers far too long, telling them all sorts of things about her private life.
Okay. Mike, has she complained to you about her feet hurting?
No, she hasn't.
Have you noticed her talking to customers for too long, or has she been told not to at any time?
No, definitely not. Madge is very good with a customer. She's always friendly and professional.
Okay. And Tina, you say you asked her to get something from the stockroom. What was it?
I needed a couple more of those really large red and green cushions.
Okay. Why did you ask her to get them and not bring them yourself?
I don't know. I just did. She wasn't doing anything else at the time.
So you were too busy to do that?
No, not really.
So you could have gone to get them then, is that right?
Well, yes. But I asked her to get them, and she said she couldn't because her feet hurt too much.
And who got them in the end?
No one. If she couldn't be bothered to go and get them for me, I left it. Well, it wasn't that important to have them.
So, just so I'm clear about this, why did you ask her to go and get them in the first place?
As I said, I just did. It was something for her to do.
Okay, so tell me again, what is your complaint?
I don't think Madge can do her job properly, because she's in too much pain. I'm only trying to help her, you know.
Help who?
Madge. She shouldn't be at work.
Well, maybe she wants to be at work. Have you just thought of that?
Well, she shouldn't be, because all she does is moan, and it gets on people's nerves.
Ah, so she does get on your nerves.
Well, yes. It was pointless her being with me this morning, to be honest, because she didn't do what I asked her to do. I also told her to clear the rubbish up under the till. She didn't do that either.
Couldn't you both have done it?
No. I was there, ready waiting for the customers. And also, and you won't believe this, I asked her to move all the cushions from row A. You know where I mean, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to move them to row B. And she didn't do that either.
So didn't you do it then?
No. Honestly, she was no help whatsoever. She seems like a very selfish person to me, and I can't be dealing with it.
Right. Have you got that written down, Mike?
Yes, I have.
Well, I obviously have to have a chat with Madge about this.
Okay. But be warned, because you can't believe everything that she says.
Well, I'll see what she has to say. So, is there anything else you'd like to tell us, Tina?
No, I don't think so.
Well, Tina, there are a few things I'd like to say to you.
Oh?
Yes, and as I speak, please don't interrupt me. Okay?
Where have you been?
I've been with Henry, if you must know.
Gosh, you've been ages. What was that all about?
It's none of your damn business.
Oh, pardon me for asking.
Well, you don't need to know everything, do you?
No, so don't tell me then. I don't care.
Oh, Penny, you haven't cleared those away. I told you to do that nearly an hour ago.
Well, I've been busy.
Well, can you do it now? Because they're in my way.
No, I can't. You can do it. You know where they go.
Oh, it's been lovely, Matthew. I only wish we could stay longer.
Well, we can't. We've both got jobs we need to get back to.
So, did you hear from them at all?
No, I didn't.
There you are, then. Everything's fine. I told you it would be.
Well, yeah, let's hope it is. Oh, and the cafe. Do you enjoy working there?
Yes, I do. And I thought it was very good of them to let me have the time off, when I'd only just started with them.
Oh, so do I. I wouldn't have given you the time off.
Really?
Well, if it was you, I would have, but no one else.
I see. Oh dear, I suppose we'll have to pack later.
Yeah, I'm afraid we will. And I agree, it's been good. And we will come back here soon, I promise. Maybe for your birthday?
Oh, Matthew, that would be brilliant.
Well, I'll try, okay?
Matthew, where are you serious about getting a place up here?
Well, yes, but I might have to ask Uncle Nick for some help, because he may want to come in with me about buying somewhere.
But then it wouldn't be ours.
Well, Yaz, don't forget, I'm looking into buying on the island at the moment. I can't buy up here as well.
But I could.
You?
Yes. I could buy us a little place.
Oh. Well, well, let's talk about that later, shall we? Come on, we better get back, or else we won't have time to pack.
I hate this shop.
Well, don't work here, then.
Penny, jobs aren't that easy to get. Or do you think they just grow on trees?
No. But once you've qualified as manager, I'm sure you'll want to go somewhere else, won't you?
No. You asked me that before, if you remember. And I said I wanted to get a managerial role here.
Oh, yes. And you said that Mike wouldn't last.
That's right.
Well, he's doing very well, isn't he?
Well, he's the one who really landed me in trouble with Henry.
Oh, has he?
Yes. He told Henry that I refused to work with Madge. And I didn't say that.
Well, Mike wouldn't make anything up.
Well, he's got what I said to him all wrong. And he's making out that I don't pull my weight.
Oh, dear.
And I know why.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because he's frightened that I will get his job.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, he is. You can see it on his face. He knows that I'd be better at it than him.
Well, I think he's brilliant, and I'm very proud of him.
Well, do you want me to tell you what he said to Henry about me?
Oh, go on then. Tell me.
Are you sure you want to hear?
Yes.
He said that I told him that Madge was swearing and moaning about Henry.
And did you say that?
No. No, I didn't. He's just a liar. And I can't bear liars.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.